Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
What are you drinking?
Just tea. My throat. I have had no voice every morning for like 3 mornings. And like yesterday I had no voice for a lot of the day. And today I was like, I need to play. I will not. I refuse to give up. So I have cough drops and tea
and vodka.
I do have vodka, but I haven't drank it yet. I should.
Whiskey is good for the voice.
That's Greg knows all the things about theater things.
Greg knows all the times it's okay to drink whiskey.
A list is shorter of times than it's not okay.
I'm doing that for Abby. Is she actually there?
No!
She's gonna hang up. Yeah, that was loud.
I wondered why it got louder even though I was turning it down.
That's awesome. Being someone who doesn't know anything about music, apparently, what is the problem with it? I'm always like, what is the
buckle
problem?
Buckle up.
It's sad.
I think is probably a personal issue. This just simply has to do with...
Is this what played when you're... I'm just going to make a joke about someone dying, but... I don't know. When you had to shoot your pet dog behind the barn. There we go. I was trying to come up with something that was not plausible.
Right.
You could have gone with goldfish down the toilet.
Right. I'm seriously, I really want to know though, just because I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's just that it's sort of, it's just screechy. It's screechy. It doesn't give back much. It doesn't make up for the screechiness.
Well, what are you going to do when you have a lobster claw for a hand?
It's true.
This was played by an actual lobster claw hand man.
Hey, I strive for authenticity in all that I present to you.
Where'd you find him?
I know, it's amazing. I feel like I'd pay a lot for that sound clip.
SeaWorld!
It's played by Shamu.
They play this over the blooper track from that Blackfish documentary.
Blooper over the blooper track.
Perfect. Oh my the god. Blackfish.
Movies that shouldn't have blooper reels. That would be one of them. Schindler's List. Let's see what else. Just movies.
This
like,
one was Schindler's List.
Where is Daddy? What is going on?
He's upstairs in his room with a pillow over his eyes.
Oh my god. Please go get him and put yourself to bed. Can you please tell Daddy he needs to get the pillow off of his face? Let's go. I'm going to mute you so I can yell. Hang on.
It's going to be the wrong button.
Hear us while she's yelling.
It's like, let me mute you. Hey, asshole! Get down here!
These motherfucking losers! Don't know where you are. I don't want to have to talk to them alone for another second.
No!
Oh, I thought you
muted us.
Playing
the lobster music at me. I saw him. He's not asleep, guys. He's on his way.
Well, he's moving.
He's moving.
He may be asleep.
You should tell me that Eric has been so nervous for several days, so he should come here because I think Eric's about to have a heart attack. And I'm not joking.
No, the longer he takes, the longer it takes.
Seriously? Last night, he got home from work and wrote until, like, 11:30.
Really?
I sat by the computer and tried to write.
And today, he sent me messages like, I'm really nervous.
Aww.
Yeah, he's really nervous. Because it's the end.
Guys, look at me. I could never be nervous.
Eric is really nervous!
Really helps when you just yell it to people.
But you know what? People can know about things that are making you worried. So no. It's okay to say those things.
I am an, an intrigue.
You're not
and
at
a
all,
dark
actually.
Mystery
nope.
To all who meet me.
Nope. Today I looked up the phrase that I always say to you.
Because this is
remember
the end.
A while ago that it was...
Omicron male?
Nope. No. That Seinfeld stand-up where he said, women want to know what's going on in their heads. You want to know what it is? I'll tell you. Nothing. We're just walking
around,
looking around. It was one of my favorite Seinfeld things. And then he goes on, like, it's just so good. But I looked it up and I was listening to it in the kitchen just because I was like, it's so true. And I don't like to be sexist, but the more I know, like, I don't like to be sexist, but
but
here we
up.
Go.
But I'm gonna
just
be.
Know that I'm not enjoying this.
No, I totally am. We've laughed about that for years. We say that all the time.
Yep.
So I looked it up. It's been like years and years since we've actually seen it. Was that from his final stand-up? I don't remember.
I don't know.
But I watched it and I listened to it. It was pretty great. Sorry, I'm also having lost my voice for several days.
Are the kids in bed?
Yeah.
Jamie's got vinegar
on his bed.
On his
Why?
Bed?
I don't know.
He wants
like,
to be a salad.
It's been sprayed on his bed?
I have no idea. There's vinegar on the bed.
Like, there's a spot of it, or there's a can of it?
No, like, it's not in the can anymore. Do you guys get your vinegar in cans?
In a can? I know, I've never heard of that.
It's an empty vinegar can on the bed.
Pop it, smell like
vinegar.
I'm so confused.
Someone
in the grocery store
grabbed
a six-pack of vinegar.
So filibusters decide to try to help us sell our house by peeing in every single room. He's got a UTI, we're chasing him around with cans of vinegar.
Cans of vinegar.
Potential future home buyers, this is all false.
Don't worry, it'll sell long before this episode is released.
I was going to say, I really hope that the house is sold by 2022.
Good times.
Do I play the music now?
Oh, see, okay, guys, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it for you. He's so nervous. He's not even looking at me.
Seriously,
here
looking at
me. And there we go. We did it.
Nice, the end.
Woo! Wow, that was good. Good episode, guys.
The other tough thing is, since I've been focusing on the actual content, I didn't write a stupid recap. I can't even fall back on that.
Oh, shit.
Okay, well, maybe you can just remind us how to play, because I feel like I don't remember.
All right. So, all right. Abby, look carefully. See this? Listeners, I'm showing her a D4.
Can't see it, guys. There's nothing between his fingers. It doesn't make any sense.
Because, like...
I don't know. It looks like there's something, a shape of something there, but there's nothing...
How are your fingers passing through each other?
Exactly. It's so crazy.
I mean, basically... You spent the whole last session in one room.
Yeah,
it was a very large room full of smaller rooms.
With a lot of interesting things.
Hmm.
I was looking for one crypt.
Yes.
Did we find it?
No.
No.
No, we didn't.
Did
there
we collectively go more than 200 feet?
No. It was interesting. The first half of the episode, lots of crypts were being opened, which, to remind everyone, sounded like this. Just that was for your sake.
So
that was purely for your sake. But then eventually crypts stopped being opened.
I don't remember that.
Really?
Well, people Lank was really wanted to go through I think the portal that Bathwax sent his poor horse friend through.
Mm-hmm.
And who eventually got stuck behind some bars as a result.
That's right.
So Lank wanted to follow the horse. Bathwack was really looking for the tomb of Piddlewick,
mm-hmm.
whose ghost he summoned long ago up above when playing the harp. And Will is transfixed by the corpses of his dead siblings. So interest waned in...
I think it wasn't even just interest. It was also that we opened one where clearly someone was about to kill us.
That maybe
we were like, let's not open any more of these. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
I remember that.
So. But eventually one was opened. The one that was labeled Vin's Clortho Keymaster.
Yes!
And within was a large lever that was pulled. This happened at the very end of the last session.
I was sure the ceiling was going to crush me.
Well,
sure.
What did happen?
What happened was, all around, you heard the sound of iron on stone.
Ugh.
Sounded like maybe something opening or closing. No one's too sure yet. But the sound was so loud that it also woke the bats.
Oh, right.
And we ended last session with a cloud, a something even more thick and big, more thick and thicker and bigger.
Are you saying your penis?
Check the chat, by the way.
Oh, is it a picture of his penis? What's going on?
That was real quick.
it's a hotkey.
Oh, no.
That's not me. That's
Yeah, Abigail sent something rather disturbing on the group
chat. Oh, my God. Abby, how do you have a picture of my husband's penis?
Oh, it's in the Roll20 chat.
It's in the Roll20 chat, and somehow...
Oh, I'm looking in the entirely wrong chat.
Oh.
Here we go.
There's only 500 choices.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, which chat? Hey, everyone. Just so you can keep up with us, at this point, Alex had shared a link to urbandictionary.com to the word docking. Enjoy.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I'm not even going to click on it. I see where it's going to.
Oh, my God. Wait a second.
Oh, no. Like definition three, I think. I think it's three. It describes it like two spaceships.
Yeah.
Oh, my, except with two dicks.
Look how happy he is. Oh my goodness.
You know.
All right, you've derailed it. We're trying to have our last episode.
All right, I need to make an emoji of that for our
our
Discord.
Stop it. Oh my God.
Hey, you could get a docking mug. It says right here, there's an ad. You can get any word that you want from Urban Dictionary.
Oh, a word.
Nice.
Oh, my God. I'm dying.
The best part of waking up.
Docking in your cup. Is it a cup that you dock into? Whoa.
You can dock through it.
Whoa.
There's holes on either side.
That's not a
you
cup.
You can't put
That's
much liquid
tube.
In it. No, it's a cup, but there's a hole drilled in either side.
The example sentences are hilarious. Like, would dictionaries say, you know, how to use it in a sentence? It's like, Anthony and Nick were bored, so they decided to try a bit of docking.
What?
And is that really the sentence?
And then the synonyms? All right, I'm getting away from Urban Dictionary. I'm getting away right now.
Funny about this is like one of the very first episodes that we ever released discussed soaking. So why not discuss what in one of the last episodes, docking? It comes full circle. In 150 episodes, soaking to docking.
Soaking to docking.
We cover it all, guys. We cover it all. That's what you've come here for.
That's what From Soup to Nuts is short for.
Oh my God. Like, it kind of works. That's so
it
weird.
It does. Yeah. Enough. Enough. Well,
I'm a little surprised, but we've actually managed to get a bit off track.
Yeah, I know. Eric, this won't be the last episode. Don't even feel any pressure. Don't worry.
So, anyway, you all find yourselves in the crypts of Castle Ravenloft with miasmas of bats. Descending upon you.
Oh, goodness.
I should have gotten bat sounds.
But
God
I'm,
damn it.
But I'm in the... But I
you make
I
a nice
last
one.
Time, I'm in the crypt, so I'm not getting...
Yeah, that's true.
I think you said that. But maybe they came in. I don't know. It's up to you.
I don't have a bat sound, but if there were a bat-phobic woman there, it would sound like this.
Classic.
And if Benny Hill were there...
Oh my god.
Listeners,
sound like.
Please Look. Send Eric more sounds.
I'm...
he needs to go do
have
that
this.
CD. Yeah, you have
if
the
I
CD.
If I just push it at the camera, does it work?
I don't know how you get those off of that CD.
Oh, they're off the CD.
Oh.
I just need to...
Go through and
yeah, there's a lot
board or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, and there's Anthony and Nick were bored.
That's bringing it back.
Oh my god.
Mm. So, yes, bats descend around you.
Okay.
They fill your vision. Mm. That, except for Will.
Sweet.
But you know it's happening. Okay. I mean, unless you're so absorbed in staring at your dead siblings like a creep.
I was floating over them and looking, but now creepier. I definitely go back to the... I was not being creepy. I was trying to inspect and see if they're real and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I'll go back to the ground and peek out. But seeing that that's happening, I don't want to go out there.
So yeah, these bats come squeaking and flying all around. I did have one on the soundboard.
I
neglected to mention it's Cinco de Mayo. They're very excited.
Wait, that was Xena. I can't do it at all. Oh my god.
That's the national holiday of New Zealand. That's why you imitated Xena. But if you are in fact panicked or grossed out or inconvenienced, your disgust or panic, or...
Eric, just play D&D already.
I am playing! I'm using my words to set the scene.
He's staring at me. He doesn't know what to
I'm
do.
Not... I'm just staring.
Hey,
I'm thinking.
Drink five.
I'm working on it. I'm halfway through this one.
I've got this beer.
Drink five.
This beer that has cats all over it.
Whoa! Oh, what's wrong with that cat?
And check out this... Wait. Check out this robo-cat on the side who's shooting laser beams out of his
eye. Oh my gosh. That can of vinegar looks an awful lot like a can of beer.
Yeah.
With psycho cats on it.
So, these bats flying around, they actually seem to, you can tell that they seem to have a sort of a purpose. And they begin, they're all streaming towards one specific place.
Uh-oh.
It's actually back towards the way you all came in.
Oh, okay.
So they're flooding through this space. And, Bathwack and Rafina, I need you to make a perception roll.
Hey! Ah! Five!
Five?
Stinky. Want me to roll again?
That's pathetic! No! It might be worse!
You know what, though? I actually rolled a one and I have a plus four, so I do
if
get to
roll
again.
If you
rolled
a one, you get to re-roll
yes,
it.
Yes, you do!
Because
am I right
work.
About that? Because I have a four for perception. Okay, yeah, that was right. Okay, now I get a 16.
18.
Yay!
That's much better! So, through the din of the bats squeaking and wearing sombreros all around you.
Oh, no.
It's very loud. Have you ever heard a bat wearing a sombrero? You cannot even hear yourself think.
And that's just one.
Yeah. You hear a loud, sharp sound, and it sounds like a large, heavy chunk of stone hitting the ground.
Oh, what?
Oh, like the bats were holding up the roof?
Oh, no!
Not the whole roof, no.
Oh
my god.
Find cover! Save yourself!
You don't know what it was. It could have been part of a roof, you don't know. It sounded pretty heavy and pretty significant. Especially for you to hear it over over the bats.
Uh-oh. It's not in like a dark, poorly lit area. It's not a good idea to stand there being like, I wonder if that came from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Lank is gonna die for cover.
Well, Lank didn't hear it.
Oh.
Wait, I thought you... Okay, never
mind. But it was a big, heavy sound.
Could I... Yes. Could we feel it through the floor?
No.
No, so that's probably not a part of the ceiling then. We're fine. Everybody's calm down.
We did. Are we really that far away that they wouldn't have been able to hear it?
Bathwack and Rafina were able to hear it, and it sounds like it's coming from your vantage point from the northeast.
Northeast.
in that general direction.
What was that? That doesn't sound like a sound we should go toward. Oh my goodness.
Oh my god. Oh, I have that sound.
No!
She's always so much in pain. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It hurts. What do we do? Pathwack.
Maybe we should get the others and go check it out.
Why would we go closer to a big thump like that? If the bats were fleeing, we should flee too.
Maybe it was a giant brick falling on Strahd.
Oh my god. All right, well, you can go check it out and I'll go tell everyone else. Don't get squished.
Really? You want me to go there alone?
No. It's only going to cause problems. I'm just going to yell to the others. Hey, you guys!
I know that movie!
And you hear this booming voice echoing through the crypt, Will and Lank.
Is it Rafina's?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was scary.
I thought it was going to be Strahd on his PA system.
Can we even tell where it's coming from? Like, with all these bats flying around?
Roll a perception roll. Oh. Both of you.
Both of who?
That's pretty good.
Will and Lank.
Oh, and Lank. Oh,
17. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now the shoe's on the other foot.
Yes, it is.
Now the sombrero is on the other bat.
17.
That is 12.
Okay. Lank, you can tell it's coming from the north end of the room.
But I don't know.
You were able to.
I know something's coming, but since I didn't hear the original thing, I'm just like.
You didn't hear the thud, but you heard her say, "Hey, you guys."
Oh, I just know that something was said elsewhere.
You know that Rafina said that. It's echoing towards you from the north end of the room. And Will, you can more closely tell where Rafina is. You're closer anyway, and you rolled better. And Nick's outside. He's like, Will, are you okay? That was a lot of bats!
Oh my god, wait, what? Are they gone?
They're slowly dissipating at this point, yes.
Well, if they're dissipating, I'll head over to where she is. I'm looking around, seeing, do I see Lank? Could I redirect him?
You could probably catch a glimpse of him, especially if he's starting to head northwards.
I'm gonna gesture, you know, like an arm, like, come on, this way. But I'm gonna try not to yell or anything, because these bats are still flying around.
Okay.
Lank will nod sagely and follow you.
Ooh.
Sagely, not timely. Sexually.
Nick says, Will, did you see that nod? It was so sage.
I'm going to nod parsley at him.
Nice. That's what I wanted it to do. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing in the herbs. Yes.
Just your reaction was, oh, ho, ho.
Ooh, I have that song.
Stop!
No. And so, yeah, you all can converge upon Bathwack and Rafina. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I have something I need to do.
No.
Oh.
I have to walk over here and roll the stone away from this last crypt.
That wasn't the last one.
That definitely wasn't.
You already looked at that one. No, look at
roll the stone away from this crypt.
I thought we checked out the names on all of them except one.
You did.
Yeah, it was right in the middle there.
But you already checked that one.
This one.
That one, the one you just went to, said Stahlball Indibach. A truer friend no ruler ever had. Here lies his family in honor.
All right.
What about the one that he's at now?
Oh, that
this
one!
This is the one. So this is like right in the middle of the north half of the room.
Mm-hmm. A picture of Bathwack just confidently striding. The last one! I haven't checked it! He just reads it, says nothing, and then starts poking around for a while.
Well, I'm saying the last one I haven't checked, and then I go to one that I've already been to.
Yep.
This one says, Piddlewick, Fool of Dorfnia.
Yes. Let's look inside. We can hear one for one last time over the din of the bats. The sound of the stone.
All right.
I'm just holding my arms up like, why is he doing... why are we called over here? What's happening?
Are you going to talk to them? Because I'm not there.
What do you
They're
mean?
Talking to you.
Because you called us over there. Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's right. Well, you're right there. I guess they don't care. I'm more fun
you
to talk to.
You think I would talk to him? Yeah. I'm not going to talk to Bathwack.
Did you hear that big slamming stone noise?
No. What? No. What are we still doing in here?
It's way over there, and Bathwack thinks we should investigate. I think that's a bad idea, but I know that nobody listens to my ideas, so...
That's true. Let's investigate.
A stone slammy thing. What does
it
that
came
mean?
From the northeasterly direction.
Okay, let's go southwesterly.
We'll just
right,
walk into a
because
corner.
Then we'll be safe.
And just keeps walking.
Yep.
Like a, like video, a video game glitch. Yep. So Bathwack, in this crypt that you've opened up, you reveal a another marble slab, but this one is smaller than the ones in the other ones. Most of them are around 6 feet. This one is about 4 feet long, and atop which you see a small skeleton wearing the remains of a fool's costume, right in the center of the crypt, and on the slab next to the bones is a small, flat, wooden box.
Ooh.
Hmm.
About the size of, like, a pack of cigarettes, maybe a little bigger.
Oh.
Strahd is probably
there. Hey, Piddlewick. I'll pick up the pack. What is it? Sort of, you know, move it around.
Are you talking to the...
I love that. That was cute. He said, hey, Piddlewick. That's cute.
Mm-hmm. And what did you pick up? The box?
Yeah, and just sort of turn it in my hands.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
You feel something kind of shifting around in there.
Hmm.
Something maybe slightly smaller than the size of the box. So it's not like something like shifting all the way from one end to the other, but kind of it's a little loose in there.
I see. Like a pinky finger?
No, it would be. You would think it's larger than a pinky finger. Wider.
I see.
Maybe thumb. About as long.
Maybe a thumb, yeah, exactly.
Maybe like four pinky fingers sewn side by side
Ew.
Together.
This is how, in my mind, this is how I measure everything, guys.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Right, which is odd, since you don't have one, but anyway.
Exactly.
It's not even like a cultural reference.
Yeah, can I open the box? I'd like to open the box and see what's in there.
Yes. So you lift the top off of the box, and inside it appears to be a deck of cards.
What?
Oh, didn't you lose one?
I did. This is great.
How lucky.
Nothing suspicious about that.
So I'll just take a moment to pull the cards out. They're playing cards?
The cards, they do appear to be playing cards. So they have different suits and numbers and, you know. Aces, kings, that kind of thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I, you know, with two fingers, I bend them back. With the third, I push the middle of the card, the middle of the deck in, and then I what is it, you know, cascade them from one hand to the other.
Whoa.
And then, I don't know, fingers. Does anything happen?
As you do that, it looks as if a menagerie of animals is
Whoa.
Jumping from one hand to the other.
That's so cool! Oh, that's
really from everything cool. from, like, just dogs and rabbits up to, like, zebras and elephants and
oh my God, that's so
blue
cool.
herons. Just in like, this, like kind of like, you know how, like, the cards look kind of almost see-through when you do that because they're moving so fast? Same thing. It kind of looks like that, but with the animals.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. But I'm very confused. For now, I'm gonna pocket them in my
pocket.
Well, pocket them. I'm gonna put them in my sack and think about it for a little while.
Okay, cool.
I'm gonna roll the stone back.
Thank you.
In both, because but also I want to leave Piddlewick undisturbed.
Mm-hmm. Aww. Understood.
After robbing him blind.
Yeah, you know. But he wanted me to take those, right?
He did. Yeah, he what did he say to you? He said find me in the crypts and he'll help you or something like that. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm just the DM.
Okay, so what are all the sounds we heard?
This was one.
I'm just...
I want to hear the blue heron.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, if I would have heard anything in the crypt that I was in. When they flipped that switch, did I hear that metal on stone?
You would have at least started to hear it before the bats started up.
Okay.
Because that's what woke them.
Okay. Okay. So what? So what now? I'm like whispering angrily, like, what are we doing? I don't want to investigate something where someone is smashing something with a rock.
Now that wasn't this, right? This was a totally different investigation.
Right. Yeah. I'm.
Shouldn't.
Yeah.
Do we? Those of you who heard it, do you have any idea how far away it was?
About 13 and a half feet.
Oh. No.
I'll just walk over there then.
Don't do it! It was just a guesstimate. I don't think we should go over there.
Mm.
Unless we're all together and in agreement. Nick, what do you think?
Yeah, I guess we...
I like the idea of being all together. Like we are right now!
So, is Lank moving in the right direction? Am I moving in the right direction? I
asked the people... Simon says, stop! yes, it's that way, but then it's also to the east. You just traveled north. Ah! You're going so fast!
Ah!
I just yelled in his ear.
So, Lank's kind of scurrying around the northwest corner of this room, north of where Rafina and Bathwack were.
Alright, let's just stay together and get killed together. Let's go!
Once you get up there, you see that the slab that was sealing this crypt right here, that's not the right button, this crypt...
Mm-hmm.
The second one from the left in the top row has fallen and shattered.
Oh, that's not good.
If anybody recalls what was carved on this door, it was just covered with carvings of bats.
Oh my god, yeah. Oh, is that where they went? That's weird.
Well, you said that it's broken, right? So it has
fallen open. Yes, the crypt is now open.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to peek inside.
Is that where the bats came from?
Well, the bats came from everywhere.
Yeah, they were definitely on the ceiling.
They were just on the ceiling, not the crypt ceiling. Okay.
Well, you don't know. You weren't in there.
Can I float up? Like, I'm still casting fly. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been that long.
Mm-hmm.
So, can I float up? If I float up, am I going to hit my head on the ceiling? It was
eventually,
a huge ceiling,
it's
right?
It's pretty high, yeah.
Right? I just want to see what's going on around, like...
Okay.
As I want to survey the scene.
Yeah.
I'm watching Lank. I'm looking at everyone.
Yeah, anywhere at least you have a source of light, because you still have no way to see in the dark, unlike everybody you're with,
basically. Well, I'm thrusting my billy club all around and watching what's going on, if I can.
Yep. So Lank is peeking in, and I think looks like Bathwack's with him. Nick's probably up there, too. And you look inside, and this crypt, rather than having a slab in the middle of it, I'm only revealing it just to show that it's revealed. That's the image there is not what you're seeing. What you're seeing is a crypt that is full, I mean full of guano.
Ew.
Like chest high of guano.
I am not going to go through that the way I went through the feathers.
Because it's definitely not chest high on you.
No.
Right. Yes. And laying on top of the guano the unconscious form of Esmeralda.
What?
Oh. And also, wait. Oh, God, that just brings up all sorts of issues.
Hmm.
Nick came over as well?
Mm-hmm.
Was that Nick saying, mm-hmm?
Maybe.
Yes.
Doesn't anyone have a levitate spell?
Yeah.
I don't, says Nick.
Because, I mean, until recently, I would have been like, yeah, let's get her out of there. Now I'm sort of like, maybe we just set the guano on fire and walk away quick.
You said waist high?
No, chest.
Chest high.
For you, maybe closer to waist. Navel right. high for Bathwack.
You call the hellhounds
to
help.
Put my sack down and go fish her out of the bat.
Oh, okay.
Can I see that they're doing this?
Meanwhile, Nick is going to say, guys, it's Esmeralda!
What?
Esmeralda?
It's Esmeralda!
In her.
In a crypt?
Yeah!
Is she dead?
Lank is going to look at Bathwack, because Bathwack's the only one I told.
What did the thing say? It just had pictures of bats? There was no name on it?
Correct.
Is she dead?
Oh, will you stop? Mm-hmm. He's looking dead? Up. He's looking up pictures of bat guano.
Ew.
Just don't combine that with docking.
Yeah.
Please.
He will docking. Put it in the chat, though. There you go. You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's in theattic.org / poop.html. Oh
my god. Whoa, that is a lot.
It just looks like dirt.
Wow.
Yes, yikes. But look how high it is. I mean, that's, yeah, mm-hmm. That's...
Kudos to batsintheattic.org / poop.html for getting a picture of an attic filled with guano with a bat flying in the picture.
Yeah.
And a ghost orb.
Yeah, that's definitely an orb.
There's
in
a lot
picture.
Going on in that picture.
Yeah.
anyway,
thanks to our sponsors.
/ poop.
.html.
True. Right, but I still say, is she dead? I'm asking that.
I don't know. Bathrock, is she dead?
Let me get out of the.
Yeah, you don't have to wade too far in. She's not, like, tucked in the back corner to make it as hard for you to get to her as possible. But you have to get in there a little bit.
He just grabs on her hair and yanks her out, right?
I don't know,
couldn't
does
Will
he?
Have cast Fly on her?
Yes, he could have.
For the sake of a spell slot.
I would, yeah, I've already used one of my spell slots, and I'm already flying. And I would have to use another spell slot to do
that. You're already flying? You could just fly in there and pick her up. But it's too late. I'm covered with back one, so.
Covered. Yeah.
Nobody asked me. I keep asking questions. Nobody's talking to me.
I'm carrying her out in two arms, you know, like she was draped on the pile. I just lifted her up.
Yep.
Carrying her out.
And you're not completely covered. It was navel high, so it's into your belly button.
Ew.
Do Dragonborn have belly buttons? No, they don't. I mean, I'm assuming, I don't know how they're born. Do they hatch?
Well,
yes, they
chicks and stuff, things in eggs still have a thing that they're connected to the egg by.
Oh.
Yeah.
Umbilicus.
Yeah. Well, thankfully.
His middle name is Umbilicus.
Google auto-completes to do dragonborn lay eggs.
Ooh.
Yes, in fact.
Yes.
Take the internet out of this
you
man's hand.
You came out of an egg, I say, in the sky. Yeah. You came out
just
of an egg.
Just randomly.
This became the topic of conversation as we were all doing this.
It just occurs to Will.
I, in fact, do not have a belly button.
Oh.
All right. If you did, now you don't, because it's packed solid with bat guano.
I'm like, you're like, do you have a belly button? I'm like, hold on. And I look it up on my smartphone instead of looking down.
Is she out now? Is she
yeah,
out?
Yeah, she's out. Out. Yeah,
she's out.
Will, can you please clean her off with your Hoover spell? Don't you have a Hoover spell?
Yeah, what is wrong with her? Is she covered in ew? I'm like coming down and I just see all that. Yes, I will. And I start cleaning her off.
Making sure not to touch Bathwack with
oh,
the spell
no.
at all.
Oh.
I take the soup out of the my can. I take my canteen of soup.
Your flask, water skin.
My flask. Yes, my water skin. That's what it was.
Yeah, I'm turning my head. I'm sort of putting it down by her mouth to hear if she's breathing.
She Ooh. Is.
All right.
And I dribble some soup
she's
in her
alive.
Mouth.
She's unconscious though.
So
she chokes and dies.
The dribble of soup and maybe the movement seems to stir her a bit, and she sort of reacts and spits out the. I don't know what temperature this soup is at this point, but it's not ideal. I can guarantee that.
No.
It's an unideal temperature.
Yeah, where have you been keeping the soup?
In my refrigerated water skin.
Cold gazpacho soup.
It's better than bat guano, guys.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
And it's powerful stuff from the Strahd table.
Hmm.
But it's not doing anything for her because she spit it out, the ingrate.
So yeah,
just kidding.
She's starting to come around, and while you wait, you also notice in the crypt full of that guano poking out of like the pile a little bit further down, not like way of the ground, but like kind of buried in, but near the door, you see a hand poking out.
What?
Mm.
Not moving, just sitting there. Sticking out of the guano.
Gross.
As Esmeralda is coming around, Lank is going to... Not obvious. I mean, he's already got his weapon handy, but he's just holding it a little tighter.
Uh-huh. Got it.
I'll lay her down on the ground gently.
Is it a feminine hand or a masculine hand? Can we tell?
As you look at it, the person who would be probably best equipped, best informed to identify it, is Lank, because Lank, you identify it as a dwarven hand.
Oh.
I didn't know I was...
Oh my god!
Not unique.
Maybe it's... Is it Lank?
No,
Lank's nonplussed.
I think I know who it is. Pull it! Pull on it!
So you said it's near the... Is it near enough that I could grab the hand?
Yeah, it's like kind of sticking out near the door.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna pull you in! Careful!
Is Bathwack... Sorry to impose. Are you... Did Will clean you off?
I can go grab the hand.
Well, yeah, while you're messy, because I also want to keep an eye on Esmeralda.
Yeah, that sounds good. I can see if that hand is attached to anything.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to just grab it and pull, drag out back
like
toward
pull on as hard as you possibly can.
Does it make a squelching sound as it comes out of the bat guano, whatever, whoever it is? Does it go?
Or does it just pop off at the wrist?
This is the fresher layer, so if it were underneath, it'd be more like hard-packed, almost like dust, but like almost stone in a way, but it's fresh enough that you're able to kind of slowly work this arm out of the guano, and with your strength, it's hard work, but you're able to rest the arm out, which is connected to a body, clearly dead. It is the body of a dwarven woman. Clad in armor.
Nobody knows who that is. Nobody played with her.
Well, two people recognize her.
I do.
Will does and Nick does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so you were there.
Well, wouldn't Lank as well?
Is it your mother?
I don't remember when you popped out of the ground.
Are we talking about what's-her-face?
It's what's-her-face.
Who got
the ugly one?
Carried away?
Yeah,
by bats.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I was there for that.
Yep, she was a dwarf.
Oh, this is where they take them when they carry them away.
It's been almost like 12 days.
So now we have closure.
We actually do have closure. I was wondering, if I'd found Gorin in here, I would have been upset. But I didn't know this idiot.
Are we going to find Gorin? I hope not. I like to imagine Gorin is happy in the barrel.
Yeah.
Happy? Happy in some demon barrel.
Yes, Will, you do see who it is.
I do?
Mm-hmm. It is Lamora. Lamora the dwarf.
All right.
Lamora Ladora.
Light well. Leans close. Are you all right?
Is she rotting or something?
No, not yet. I mean,
she's 100% dead.
Clearly.
Yikes.
Clearly dead.
What did she die from? Being smothered in guano? Or we don't know? Is there any...
She died from...
Sorry, I'm only halfway through my autopsy.
Yeah, Nick, how'd she die?
Let me scrub up. 1 second.
Does she still have lips? Will, you could talk to her.
Oh my god, does she still have lips? Yes, I will. I will talk to her. I will if I can. But I don't want to be too close to poop. Oh, man, if I do it, will I smell poop and dead things? This is terrible. I'm,
How close do you have to be to talk to somebody?
Actually, I don't know what the range is, but I know that close. Because of my... See, it's because of my,
close.
Story to... Oh, thanks, you butthole.
Real
it's
close.
10 feet. It's 10 feet. So I'll...
Close.
Shut up.
And you don't have to worry about being upwind, downwind. I mean, we're in the
right.
basement.
So I'll float... Till I'm close enough. To...
You don't even want to be on the same plane.
Nope.
As
I picture Will pulling out a tape measure.
Yep. All
right. Feeding it out. Okay.
Blank. Hold this end.
It's because I was already flying. That's why. But I will float down and do my gesture.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can sense how bad it's going to smell, maybe I just reject it. Okay. Before she even talks to me.
All right. So the body sort of coughs, and a wad of guano comes shooting out.
Now we know how she died.
And her life essence and a fine dust of guano starts wending its way up towards you.
Man, is this worth it, guys? Ooh!
You have another second to decide.
It can't be dust if it came from inside her. I object on scientific grounds.
All right, fine. A nice slurry, a nice bat guano slurry comes wending its way up to you. Is that better, Greg?
Now we're worried about science? Good heavens.
Better late than never, as Blank likes to say.
A green flying horse. Wait, does it fly? Never mind.
No. Bucephalus does. There's multiple.
Yes, Will wants it to.
Green or flies.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have had to call that's not science.
That, .org/poop .html.
I don't think we're getting through this episode tonight.
I'll take one for the team because I want to know where Strahd is and what's going on. Mm-hmm. So,
here we go.
I'm going to say, Lamora, did you see Strahd?
All right, so this flies right up into your mouth and nose. You thought you knew what bat guano smelled like when you walked into this crypt.
Now I know what it tastes like.
Now you know what it smells like and tastes like.
I think I vomit a little bit. It just, I involuntarily just hurl over my shoulder.
Okay.
And that's
Can't
horrible.
You press to digitate an air freshener or something?
I can, but it's going into my nose. Like, the way that I wrote my spell is that it goes this...
Like, but could it be like an air filter? Like, it as it it prestidigitates as it passes toward your face? I'm just trying to be helpful here.
What was your question? I'm sorry. I was too busy
Lamora,
grossing you out.
I think it was, did you see Strahd?
No.
Good impression.
No, I said anything at all.
I know,
impression.
Yeah. You talked too much.
She shakes her head.
Yeah.
She shakes her head. And it rolls off.
Okay. Crap. So you're useless. I did this for nothing. Did you die in this crypt?
Yes.
Like, would I say crypt? I meant like that room. Is that.
Yeah.
Is that called a crypt? I would gesture towards that crypt. Did you die within that crypt as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Were you alive when Esmeralda was brought in?
Oh, I really hope not.
Were you alive when Esmeralda was brought in?
No.
Hmm.
Are the questions, do they have to be yes, no?
No.
No, they don't. But they'll probably be vague answers anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the only difference is she is an ally. This is the first time we've spoken to an ally, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is certainly the first time we've talked to somebody we know, so she might be more forthcoming.
Yes.
Costco or Sam's Club?
Oh, stop!
Mathwack, you're not helping. Is it too broad to say, like, can you tell us anything that will help us avenge you? I don't know if she's the sort of person who'd want to be avenged or just... Because Lang never knew her.
Yeah, she
just saw her swarmed off by bats.
Like there, she would definitely not want vengeance. She literally just was following us all the time.
Well, she might at least then be like, "Hey, I'll, you know, like a librarian. You know, it's like you're not interesting, but not that librarians aren't interesting, but it's like you have to speak quietly."
So Abby's
it's
like a librarian. Look at her face.
I did not mean the librarians aren't interesting. I meant more as like that
you
kind of poem.
It. You
when
said
you,
it.
When you're
now
talking to
Link into the guano.
When you're talking to a librarian, it can't be dynamic,
right?
Because it's like, you have to be quiet in a library.
Yeah,
so I worked in a music library. We were screaming all the time.
Like even if you have to ask them a question, they'll answer it very much like, "Okay, this is how I'm answering your question."
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're being helpful. They're just not. They can't be like, "Hey, that's a great question. Let me talk to you about that some more."
Man, you interacted with some really boring librarians.
Hey, Greg's saying you got to get back in the field.
Yeah.
Librarianism needs Abby.
Yeah.
Librarianism, yes.
Librarianology.
No,
Greg, I forgive you. Your indiscretion.
It was not intended to... Look, I've got a lot of librarian friends.
Hashtag not all librarians.
We know. It's true.
You know how quiet I am. I mean, come on.
That's why you're not really a librarian.
anymore.
All of this is to say, do you think she would at least be helpful to us if we'd asked her something that another character would be brought about, that she'd be like, okay, you want to make sure to stab Strahd in the spleen.
Right.
You know.
Like she did. Ask her if she returned all her books.
We'll say it really quietly. Because she didn't see Strahd. She died before Esmeralda got there. And what was the other thing we learned?
I don't think you asked anything else.
Oh, really?
No, there were three questions. Yeah, no, there was one more thing. The first question you asked. Oh, yeah, no, that was the first question, was the Strahd one. Mm. And you asked about Esmeralda.
You die in this crypt?
Oh, and
yes, that was it.
And she said what?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you ask if...
Does she know anything else about the castle?
Yeah, exactly. Like, has she seen anyone or learned anything of use? Use!
Yeah, do you know anything useful about this castle?
No, no, it's a yes-no question! Don't ask it that way! She'll just say...
Okay, so...
Rephrase it.
What...
Can you tell us?
What kind of information... Yeah, what can you tell us about this castle that is of use?
To what?
There's a hole in the roof that the bats fly down.
Yeah, well, that's the tube that we probably saw. That's what.
So she probably then, she would have seen the outside, the tube, and that room.
Yeah.
Should we? I mean, it may not help us, but be like, is there anything that we need to do that you can be at peace?
So nice. That's so nice.
Lag.
Well, she was. I mean, she was a team member for like. While I was on the team, nearly 20 seconds.
I'm selfish. I want to, like, know him. I guess, but there's really nothing we can gather from her.
Ask her what she wants to see happen or something.
Yeah, okay.
Because maybe that we can help her be at peace or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but would Will ask that question?
No, they're telling you to say it.
I know.
What does Will say to them when they tell him to say that?
I gag again. spit to the side because I've been like, you know, the whole time.
You've just been vomiting and spitting on Nick this whole time.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nick.
Did anyone come and check on, like, okay, so clearly she, like, Esmeralda, was brought into the castle by the bats.
Yeah. Did you see anyone?
Did anyone, like, come to check on her or, like, put more guano on top of her or whatever?
Yeah. All right.
The guano smith.
Did you see anyone once you came to this castle, and who was it? Wait, is that two questions? Who have you seen since you've come to this castle?
No one.
Okay, right. So the bats are.
And the guano flies back out of your mouth and nose and her life force and goes back into her.
Her alignment would have been like what? Lawful good or whatever.
I'm not sure. Probably. Neutral good or lawful good, probably.
Sweet. What is. Bathwack, what are you doing right now? I'm not asking you this out loud. I'm looking over at Bathwack. What is he doing right now? Is he still tending to Esmeralda?
I was just. I had laid her on the ground and I pulled. Pulled her out, and I just went back to Esmeralda. I kneeled down.
Okay, with Bathwack watching, because Bathwack knows what I know, so I'm going to take a moment to make my silver coin and flower offering for... I wish I remembered her name.
her name is Lamora.
Latoya.
Latoya.
And I am removing a silver piece from my...
That's right, you are. You know that if I find out that if one of those silver pieces remains in your inventory, I do not have access to.
I have
been severely punished.
You mean you haven't been writing this down, Eric?
I'm logging
into a false sense of security.
Since we found that giant stash of money, I could leave offerings for several thousand people. At this point.
I think you should hang on to it, and we could make
minus three.
use it to make stools for things. Like, if you need to get taller on something, you could, like, use...
Oh, interesting.
This is... Well, it's predicated on two things. One, if people can make change for gold pieces. Because a lot of this is in gold. Yeah. I also have platinum pieces, and I don't know if platinum is silvery enough to be considered silver in my theology. I'd have to think about that.
In your theology?
Well, because it's an offering to the goddess.
Oh, understood. Gotcha, I'm following.
He's a religious numenologist.
Yes.
So, by this point, Esmeralda is definitely coming around. She's spitting out the taste of guano and soup. She's not sure which is worse.
Wait, wasn't she on top of the guano?
Yeah.
She was.
But they pooped in her mouth. That's where they poop first. That's where they perp first.
That's where they perp first.
Perp first. That's where they perp first. Okay.
All right, so she's been cleaned up, though, right?
Will cleaned her up.
Did you clean her up?
Yeah, I cleaned her.
I want to ask if she's injured. Esmeralda, are you injured?
I don't know.
What happened to your accent?
I don't know what
they
you mean.
My accent. The bats! They took it right out of my mouth.
I'm pretty sure it is as always as it has been.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
It's exactly as accurate as it's always been.
I'll heal her 5 hit points.
Okay.
Just.
Yeah, she actually doesn't seem to be too hurt.
So I don't need to, or.
She's not at full health. The 5 hit points certainly are not wasted on her.
Okay.
So good job heading off to Strahd's castle. I say sarcastically from the sky. The sky of
why
this room.
Why did you decide to leave?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking right. I don't think I couldn't stand the thought of his evil going on any longer. I don't know what happened to my my mentor. I fear he may be dead, and I wanted to exact. I don't know. I was not thinking straight.
That
I'm surprised that a warrior like you was not able to fight off the miasma of bats.
I fought off several miasma. Miasmai.
Miasmai.
Miasmax. I fought off several of them, but they just kept coming. It was a veritable wave of miasmas of bats.
Oh God!
Now, when was she supposed to have last seen Nat? Where did she take him?
Oh yes, let's.
That was when we were at Argenvostholt. We disappeared into the fog or whatever. We ran after. I was flying in the sky with Rafina, actually. She was flying with me.
Flying in the sky.
We were trying to
Rafina.
Chase. Yeah. We were trying to chase off. We were trying to chase some figures that had appeared in the yard of Argenvostholt. And we suspected maybe they were, like, they had captured a raven. I don't know.
A were-raven.
A were-raven person. Mm-hmm. And Esmeralda and Nat were in the wagon, and we just kind of left them behind. Bernard was there as well, actually. And then when the mist kind of came in, we were all transported to where Baba Lasaga was, that village or whatever, and they were not there. And then what she said when she appeared was after we killed Baba Lasaga, the swirly man, or actually the swirly man didn't show up, but his magic, it was like a whip crack. And then the wagon appeared in the sky above us and fell
Will
down.
And Will took credit for it.
I took credit for it because I didn't want anyone to think that
to
it was
right. Attention from some other force
from
or entity.
From swirly man. Yeah. So, and she said she returned Nat to the village. And I think, who are the only people that know about that actually they saw Nat? And I did not
Lank
see
saw
Nat,
Nat right. And told Bathwack.
Bathwack, and that's it.
That's why I'm trying to pretend.
Everybody saw what they saw were illusions of Nat dead, but the actual final non-illusion was only seen by Lank.
Right.
I'm not going to interrogate her here in front of everybody.
What was the last thing we said?
I can't believe you didn't fight off the
Yeah.
Miasmo of bats.
I just think it's weird that you came here. You were like on your way here just to, you know, figuring you could beat Strahd on your own after waiting and being with the abbot and stuff. You just didn't want to go with Bathwack, the vampire killer, or...
I honestly wasn't sure when you all were going to make your way there. I could see there was a lot of there was a lot of need in Valaki, and I've seen people like many of you who can't stand by and let the lesser evil stand while going after the greater evil and dispatching
it first. Are you saying we dawdle?
I am saying you have many of you have big hearts, and it's hard for big hearts to leave those in need behind.
Hmm. Now, I need to ask out of character because I cannot remember. I can see things that aren't real, but I can't tell if somebody's lying. Does somebody here have the ability to...
Oh, Zone of Truth.
Oh, yes. Bathwick can do that. I should have said something to him. No, well, we were all here when we pulled her out. So I'll say something to him when the opportunity presents itself.
Esmeralda, I'm glad that you're here and are okay. Have you seen anyone since you got here? Has anyone been checking on this crypt?
I have not seen anyone. I've been, I don't know if there's a... Yes, I think I've drifted in and out of consciousness. There's, I don't know if there's some magical field in this area that's kept my wits suppressed. I'm not sure.
Can I roll to see if I believe her?
Sure.
Because I am suspicious because of what happened outside the Amber Temple.
Okay.
And I'm suspicious of this place in general.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.